Welcome to On Texas Football. I'm Bobby Burton. We got a Sunday special edition here. We're going to talk a little bit of recruiting with Jerry Hamilton of InsideTexas.com. A lot of stuff going on. The nation's top running back visiting the Longhorns over the weekend, as well as the state's one of the state's top wide receivers in Jontae Cook, Derek Williams, the big safety out of New Iberia Westgate, Louisiana. They all were on hand, along with 102,000 others, for a Longhorn victory over UTSA. Jerry, you talked to Cedric Baxter after that. How did he describe the atmosphere there in DKR?
He said the atmosphere was amazing, which is, you know, look, that's what you want to hear because it's the week after the Alabama game. And I think that's what, you know, Inside Texas, people that subscribe there, that we'd had discussions about that with Cedric Baxter in town and some of the other recruits, Derek Williams. Will the Texas fans bring the energy and the atmosphere the week after Alabama? Well, the answer to that was yes. Cedric Baxter was very – this is the first game he's ever been to at Texas. Obviously, he's been to games at Florida, Florida State, Miami, all around the Sunshine State, being from Orlando and growing up actually in Boynton Beach. But he said the atmosphere was amazing. Bobby, I thought the most important tidbit I got from Ced, though, in this conversation was he walked up to Vince Young and was talking to him on the sidelines before the game, and Vince said, I've watched your film. I like the way you run. I think you could be the next great player at Texas. Whether that's recruiting, smart recruiting by Sarkisian, Tashard Choice, Vince Young, or not, that is impactful and that matters.
Yes. I mean, I think that's you talk about a guy that probably saw him when he was playing when he was young. Pop right. Warner tried to imitate some of that stuff at times, not necessarily as a quarterback, but as a runner, because Vince was such an unbelievable runner. So Ced Baxter made an unofficial visit over the weekend. Jerry, Derek Williams was there, Jontae Cook, Trey Wisner. There were, you know, a dozen other guys. Some of the offensive linemen were there. Dylan Spencer also in the house as well for Texas. Darian Gallette, the linebacker. Justin Wells said he talked to him, and Gallette was like, man, that wasn't a penalty on DeMarvian Overshone. That was a BS call. So it sounds like it was a big weekend, but here's something that we want to talk a little bit on Sunday. It wasn't the only sport hosting a big time recruit. And I know you keep up with basketball very well. The Longhorns, not many people realize this, but the Longhorns hosted the number one overall player in the country for the class of 2024 in basketball. Young man out of Richardson Lake Highlands named Trey Johnson, and you got to talk to him as well after his visit.
Yeah, I talked to Trey Johnson. Look, this is the last of three huge visit weekends for Texas, and I'll go through some of those guys in a second because, you know, Chris Beard signed the number three ranked class last year. A lot of people don't know it, but Dylan Mitchell, the five-star freshman, he's going to make a huge impact. Arterio Morris, Rowan Brumbaugh, Alex Anamakwe is a year away, but they signed a really good class. But Trey Johnson, the number one ranked prospect in the 2024 class, by us at On Three. This was his first official visit, the second time he's been on campus since June. But look, similar to the Cedric Baxter and VY, but on another level, honestly. Kevin Durant's been in town all weekend in Austin, all week, I should say, leading up to his Hall of Honor ceremony Friday night. Well, Trey got to work out, have a little shoot around with Kevin Durant, who happens to be his favorite player. Probably not a coincidence the official visit was the 17th, right? Texas knew that KD would be in town. But, you know, when Trey Johnson says, I got to work out with my favorite player of all time, and he taught me, he gave me some tips on my fadeaway, that's impactful. Does that mean Trey Johnson's going to Texas? No, it doesn't. Baylor's a strong competition. His father played at Baylor. His father's assistant coach at Lake Highlands. But Texas pushed all the right buttons with this visit. Chris Beard, Rodney Terry were by the school on Monday of last week, and they have put so much time in with Trey Johnson, really building that relationship. Obviously, Rodney Terry has a longer relationship with Trey Johnson's family because he coached Trey Johnson's father 1 year at Baylor. So Rodney started his college coaching career at Baylor, so he knows Coach Johnson very well. So there's a built-in relationship and trust angle there with Texas in the recruitment of Trey Johnson. And look, he can go anywhere he wants in the country. I mean, you name it, and he can go there. Duke, Kentucky, Carolina, everybody's offered him. I do really think Baylor versus Texas right now, I'm not ruling out a Duke or Kentucky, but I think Texas did a lot to help themselves. The whole family was there this weekend. And then Trey, look, I mean, Wesley Yates is also on campus wrapping up his official visit. He's a number 28 ranked prospect in the 2023 class out of Beaumont United, one of the top shooting guards in the country. So Texas had two huge official visitors on campus. And that was a week after Peja Stojakovic's son, Andre Stojakovic, top 25 senior in the country, and A.J. Johnson, the little brother of Jalen Green, the Houston Rockets guard. A.J. Johnson, a five-star point guard. They were on campus. Then Ron Holland, the on-three consensus five-star forward out of Duncanville, was on campus the first weekend in September. So Texas football's had some big-time guys on campus. Texas basketball's had some of the very, very best players in the country on campus the last three weekends. And now it's closing time for the Texas staff. You're not going to get them all, but if they can get two or three or four of those guys in the 2023 class, that'll be a second straight top five class and maybe a number two ranked class behind Duke.
Boy, Trey Johnson, I'm just watching some of this video. I don't follow basketball recruiting like you do, but he's a pure shooter, man. Wow. Yes. No, when Matt, our producer, was showing the rankings of all the various recruiting comparisons or industry comparisons, there were a lot of ones on that
ones.
List.
Yeah.
He's like one.
The great thing about Shannon Terry's idea, the on-three consensus, is you're looking at it. 1-1-1. He's the consensus number one player.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Jerry, I want to get back to some football stuff real quick before we call this one. Texas is now in an interesting situation. Not only did they go see Cedric Baxter last week, you said in that report, you said that earlier today, you said that Tashard Choice and Bo Davis were both in Orlando on Friday night before the game back to Texas on Saturday. You know, what are your thoughts on Texas and how they're doing in the Sunshine State? They've got Peyton Kirkland, the big offensive lineman, also committed down there. Are they still after Jordan Hall and Damon Wilson? It sounds like Damon Wilson's a maybe, but they are after Jordan Hall. Is that
right?
Is that legitimate? That's the big defensive lineman out of Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, Jordan Hall out of Westside High in Jacksonville. Bo Davis talks with him multiple times every week. Jordan Hall told our Chad Simmons, on three director of recruiting Chad Simmons, on Monday, I believe it was, that Jordan Hall still wants to visit Texas. Texas is still talking about it, that with him. But the whole key is getting the whole family to Texas. You don't just want to bring Jordan himself to Texas. You want the whole family to be on that trip. And with Friday night games and Saturday, Friday night games for Westside, Saturday games for Texas, fitting that schedule is the interesting part. Look, I mean, Georgia's strong with Jordan Hall. Florida's in it. Alabama's in it. Texas is trying to play catch up there, but the communication continues. Tashard Choice, Bo Davis, they went to a number of schools Friday in the Orlando area. They were looking at 2024 kids, 2025 kids. So I think you're going to see Texas moving to the SEC, be very, very locked in recruiting the state of Florida, especially with Cedric Baxter coming in and a Peyton Kirkland who's got a strong voice in recruiting. You know, Jarrett Gibson, one of the top 2024 running backs in the country at IMG. Tashard Choice has a great relationship with him as well. And there are multiple other guys in that Central Florida area down to the Southwest corridor of Florida, which I think that's where you're going to see Texas recruit. I don't think you're going to see Texas do a lot in Dade and Broward County, but I think you can see on the west coast of Florida, up through Orlando and up even into Duval County, up in that Jacksonville area, because those are areas where kids leave the state. Those are areas where a lot of people have moved into the state of Florida that aren't originally from Florida. As we talk about all the guys that move into Texas and Dallas, Fort Worth area and Houston area that aren't from Texas, that's a valid point in recruiting the Sunshine State.
I was going to say, it's just like Houston and Dallas.
Yeah.
There are parts of Florida that have mostly move-ins, just like there are areas of Houston and Dallas and even Austin have mostly move-ins. And that's where a lot of out-of-state schools will go and make sure that they have a real presence. It works both ways, and this is something the Longhorns are going to do. The biggest news coming up, we think, this week, at least I think this week for the Longhorns, is Jalen Hale. Jalen Hale, the wide receiver out of Longview. Justin Wells was at his game on Friday night. We talked to him there. Jalen visited Texas A&M over the weekend, is expected to come home on Sunday and make a decision on Wednesday between Texas, Alabama, and Texas A&M. We have not talked to him as yet after he's gotten back from his official visit. But Jerry, where are you at in this recruitment, and what are you thinking right now for one of the nation's top 100 prospects?
Yeah, my RPM has stayed on Texas with Jalen Hill. I adjusted it from 70 to 45% following the Alabama visits. I'm not going to change it again before Wednesday, but if I did right now, I'd probably put it at 60% for Texas. I think Texas is trending again for Jalen Hill. And look, these are difficult recruitments, right? Alabama, Nick Saban, they're going to have a voice, strong voice. We haven't heard what happened at Texas A&M this week, and I don't think Texas A&M is where Jalen's going to end up. I think it's Texas or Alabama. I think Texas has done a really good job in this recruitment. Brennan Marion was at his game Friday night. Obviously, Steve Sarkisian's personally recruited Jalen Hill. Jalen Hill's being recruited by Arch Manning, Jonte Cook, and all the guys on the offensive side of the committed class for Texas in 2023. And I think Jalen Hill, at the end of the day, wants to be at Texas. You know, Jalen also has other connections. He played AAU basketball with TJ Ford for years, right? So he's been on campus at Texas even before he was a recruit. It was more for an AAU basketball tournament in Round Rock, right? So he's been to Texas. I just think that's where he wants to go. Does that mean absolutely he's going to sign with Texas? No, this is recruiting. But I think Texas is trending in the right direction headed into Wednesday.
Yeah, and I'm looking right now at the at Texas's commitment list. Matt, could you bring up the Texas commitment list for the folks to see it while I'm talking about it as well? Texas currently ranked number 5 in the country in recruiting. They've got the Horns have I think it is 20. How many is it, Jerry? 22 guys.
21 or 22.
Yeah. And the Longhorns right now are sitting at 5. If they add Mr. Hale, what happens after that? Are we looking at more guys that are senior evals? Are they trying to hold on to guys like Derek Williams? That's a big one for them. Malik Muhammad has also been said to be looking around a little bit at times. What is the next piece of the puzzle if they do indeed snare Jalen Hale on Wednesday?
Yeah, I think defense, and I wrote about this on Inside Texas. I went over the defensive hot board today, right, for recruiting. You know, look, if Jalen Hill commits to Texas, I mean, wide receiver's done. Offensive line's done. Quarterback's more than done. Tight end's done, unless Deuce Robinson reschedules his official visit and Texas hangs in there. But then you start looking at it, it's all on the defensive side of the ball. And really, it's the edge position. Linebacker, Texas has not given up on Anthony Hill. He was on his official visit to Texas A&M this weekend. You know, headed into that visit, I don't feel like the people recruiting Anthony Hill, whether that's a Texas or Oklahoma or anybody still taking a swing at it, feels like that recruitment's over. So we'll see what happens there. Then you have Javion Toviano. Is Texas going to get him on campus for an official visit or unofficial before he makes a decision? Then there's Warren Roberson, the safety out of Red Oak that was offered recently. Got to get him back on campus. So that's really what you look at. It's Andy Line. Texas is not done with two defensive linemen. There were two really good ones, Sidir Mitchell and Dylan Spencer. But Texas wants a third in the class. Texas, I feel, is a decent spot for Marcus Deal right now. Following the unofficial Alabama weekend, he's at Georgia next weekend for an official visit. I'm talking about Marcus Deal. Then he'll be back at Texas either unofficially or official at some point before he makes a decision. So the defensive line still has a spot left. But I think the focus, if Jalen Hill commits to Texas, really turns to the defensive side of the ball. And I'll say something else with that recruiting class ranked number 5. It's 2023 prospect update months coming up, right, Bobby, in our industry. Guys are going to have new rankings coming out, whether that's On3, whether that's the competitors. And I firmly believe Cedric Baxter is going to add another star to this class. And I think you're going to see guys like Jonah Wilson, who've had tremendous senior years, get a bump, and that can knock you up from 5th to 4th or from 4th to 3rd. We'll have to see how that ranks or how that works out with the whole industry when they re-rank this class of 2023.
Yeah, and just to be clear, it's not just some Texas guys that are going up. This is the reality of it is we're just now seeing senior film. This is the first re-rank after senior film. So the wide receiver that's going to TCU, Cordell Russell.
Unbelievable on senior tape.
Torian York, the linebacker at Baylor, going to Baylor from Temple. Those guys, there are guys around the state, not just guys going to Texas, that are going to be moving in that direction. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. I'm interested also in really seeing what they do at edge. Tasili Akan is another name that we're waiting on to hear back from. I feel like it's setting up, Jerry, that they're going to be focused on 5 to 6 guys going down the last minute. Not unlike they were juggling more balls in the air this time last year, no doubt. So it'll be interesting to see what they do, because Anthony Hill obviously will be a priority, and some other guys as well. But it also makes me wonder, what are they going to be doing as they go forward for the 2024s? Is this going to be the year where Texas finally gets out ahead of the curve on that? Because, you know, they've been behind. When you have a new staff turnover, they just don't know the state as well. And Texas has been able to do that and make hay regardless. But it's going to be interesting where Texas goes from here in the next 2 or 3 months after we hear from Jalen Hale.
And I think it's a lot of this is going to come down to how much momentum they keep with wins on the field the rest of the year. I really think it's impactful. I've had 8 circled. I think eight's a great number that they need to hit. I think the biggest game of the season so far is coming up Saturday in Lubbock. You know, but they have a real opportunity because whenever Quinn Ewers comes back, there's going to be a real excitement nationally about his play at quarterback, which was not really there entering the season. He was almost forgotten in a lot of ways. But after
I know, I mean, some people ranked Spencer Rattler as good as him in the transfer portal, including he wasn't totally forgotten by Texas fans, clearly.
Right.
But nationally, they were like, oh, Ohio State lost a quarterback. Ohio State will be okay. Right. And they are. But the facts are Quinn Ewers extraordinarily talented.
And Bobby, I think the other thing is, I think you're going to see Texas, you know, look, Warren Roberson's a senior year offer. And I think there may be a couple other guys, but I really think if Texas gets over that hump and wins 8 games this year in the regular season, and they have that momentum, I think that momentum may be as valuable in the portal as it is on the high school level. I don't see Texas making a lot of senior year offers versus maybe that 1 year fix or 2 year fix in the portal at a position of need, maybe edge.
They may not need it because they do have a good group of young guys on both sides of the ball right now and a good core that we talked about last week. I agree. All right. Hey, by the way, $1 for 1 month at InsideTexas.com. That's where Jerry and I are each and every day. This is a special Sunday edition because I want to catch up with Jerry, hear about Cedric Baxter, Derek Williams, as well as Trey Johnson, the number one recruit in the country in basketball. Jerry was talking about that. So I want to give you guys a taste of what's going on in recruiting for the Texas Longhorns across a couple of different sports. For Jerry Hamilton, I'm Bobby Burton. This has been On Texas Football.